And well, the cone, the bread sticks is made about the same way. But you cook them in a little long oblong something. They got little trinkets about this long.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. They look almost like little ears of corn.
That's right. That's right.
Well, now, what about cornmeal that you make into a sort of a dough? You roll it up into little balls, and you put it in the pot liquor with turnip greens. Do you ever have it like that?
I have seen it made. I never have made any, but they mix that up. I don't know where to put it. I think they make that up with water, but they chip up a little onion in it. Chip it real fine.
Mm-hmm.
And put it in your meal and stir it up. And as you said, make it in that little bowl and chop it in that pot for the green. We call that, I used to live close to a white lady around a stove. And she had a pretty garden, and she'd tell me sometimes, say, I had to come down to the house and get you some turnips. And make you some green dumplings.
Green dumplings.
That's what she tell me, some green dumplings.
Well, now, what about cornmeal that you, again, you make it up into little balls, but instead of putting it in pot liquor, you fry it after you fried some fish. You know, you fry these. You all
call that hush puppy.
Okay, fine. Well, now, have you ever heard people talk about corn dodgers?
I hadn't talked about it, but if I ever eat it, I didn't know it. If I ever seen it, I didn't know it. But I mean, you know, people call things by different names. Now, it may be some of these things.
I was wondering if it was the same thing as either dumplings or hush puppies or what.
Now, the hush puppies, I don't know. I think that's just some meal. I use that a long sometime now when I have fried fish.
Mm-hmm.
Hush puppy. Of course, you can buy this hush puppy mix now, you know.
Yeah.
And I buy that hush puppy mix and fix those hush puppies. But it has some garlic or onion or something like that in it.
I've seen it on the shelves. I've never used the mix.
It has something like onions or garlic. I think it's garlic.
Well, now, what about corn pone? How is that different from cornbread?
Well, the pone, you bake it up. You make up your bread when you cook it in the griddle like a hoe cake. You make it up kind of soft where it can run about itself, you know. And when you make it in the pone, you had a little stiff and you get your little water in your hand and make it a little roll like that and get it all smooth. Then you put it in the pan. If you want to, you put a little, sometimes you put three of them like that. I cook them sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So it's the shape then?
Yes, ma'am. And they call that the cone pone.
Uh-huh.
We call it pone bread. That's what I say.
Uh-huh.
Pone bread.
Well, what's hoe cake? You mentioned hoe cake. Is that
made out of... You cook that on a grill.
Was that made out of meal, too?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, now, is that different from cornbread?
It's the same thing. It's made out of that same cornmeal.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
So then a hoe cake and cornbread are the same thing?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Ash cake.
Okay. Did you ever see anybody make any of that?
Yes, ma'am. I used to see my mother's mother make them. My grandmother on my mother's side, I used to see her make them. And she would make that bread up. She'd put grease in it, salt, make it up kind of stiff, clean that hoof out down there good, that fireplace, and put it down there on that hoof, and make some of those hot ashes over it, and let it stay in there till it cook. And then when she take it up while it's still hot, she take some clear cold water and wrench it. Just pour it and wrench it off.
To get the ashes off?
Get the ashes off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good too.
Yeah, I bet it is. How big did she make them up when she made them up?
There was a large family of us. And she'd have a big one, some. It would be square most times. Sometimes it would be long like that.
But she'd make it in one big thing rather than a lot of little ones.
Yes, ma'am.
That's interesting. What do you call it when you cook cornmeal kind of the way you do grits? You know, you boil it and then you eat it in a bowl with a spoon.